How to Overcome Writer's Block. Inspiration and creativity are key parts of nearly every type of work, and it's crucial that it stays this way too. If there is no element of creativity in your job, then eventually you will probably be put out of work by a machine or a computer program. While this is true of most jobs, writing is certainly a job where creativity and inspiration are particularly front and center. Even more so if you write fiction. This is why the dreaded writer's block is such a problem for writers. When they're staring at a blank page and they have a deadline for their first draft, how can they overcome that in order to create a masterpiece? Even if you're not a writer, your job will likely involve elements of writing, whether that's writing a blurb for your website or writing a letter to a client. For that reason, it can pay for everyone to learn the best ways to overcome it. Tricks to overcome writer's block. One method to overcome writer's block is to simply start writing. That can mean writing anything. Ideally, you should start writing the letter, book, or article you need to complete, regardless of how good you think your text is. In other words, it's better to have something down on the page rather than nothing, and you can always fix it later. And if you really can't think of anything to write, even something bad, then you can write something different instead. Try writing a journal entry, an unimportant email, or even just a short story just for fun. If you do this, then you'll find it warms up your brain and words start to flow more easily again. Other problems. But don't always blame your lack of inspiration on writer's block. Writer's block is a real phenomenon indeed, but it also makes a very good scapegoat when you just don't know what to write or aren't in the mood. If you're writing fiction, for instance, then sometimes the reason you can't get in the zone is that you find that section boring. Instead of forcing yourself to write it, ask how you could liven things up a bit. After all, if you're too bored to write it, how do you think your readers will feel? Likewise, it might just be that you're tired, that your environment is distracting you, or that you're not comfortable. Try to attack the problem from all fronts, rather than just one, for the best chance of success.